Right, so we are here at Marketing Showcase at Twickenham Stadium, and I'm with Ollie Ross, Head of Partnerships at SubTV, but I'm going to get Ollie to explain about SubTV.
Ah, okay. So SubTV is a digital jukebox. Think old school MTV vibes. We're present in about 70 universities across the UK, and the students can go into their student unions, study spaces, social spaces, download an app, and pick the music that's going to be playing within that venue so they can dictate the environment. In September, we launched SubTV Perks, which is a discount and branding faction of the same app. So now the guys can not only go in and choose the music, they can also save on their everydays and pretty much every part of retail. So that's it in a nutshell, I would say.
Like a loyalty card for students?
Essentially, yes. Digital loyalty card, obviously, where you can go in, and we've got a variance of brands either via gift carding or in the affiliate space, and we're trying to compete with people like Student Beans, Student Saviour, Uni Days, and so on, doing the same thing but with a different advertising medium, which we think gives us our USP.
Okay, so you soft launched last year but went full throttle in September for Freshers Week. Looking back, what was the biggest expectation versus reality moment you faced when the cameras actually started rolling in student unions across the country?
I've got to say it was engagement from both a brand and a consumer perspective. We were expecting, having put the resource in that we did, it was about a year long build. We expected an immediate sort of uptick in revenue from launch, and we just didn't see that. As well as that, we were approaching brands thinking everyone's going to want to work with us, and not everyone did. So within the space, some brands required a lot of transactional data or volume. They required an ROI on, you know, joining up to the app. But yeah, the biggest hurdle really was we were expecting spend and engagement, and what we should have been focusing on was awareness about the brand, because the trust and loyalty barrier was the biggest one that we faced. People just not knowing who we were, even though we're side by side with a very well-known established brand. They didn't know who SubTV Perks were. They didn't trust them. And from that sort of that first quarter, we didn't really see any activity at all. So that was a real scare, should we say.
Awareness is the biggest thing, right, for a new product or a new service. What did you have in place tools-wise to help you gather momentum, gather engagement?
Having those screens in situ, it's about 900 screens that we've got across these university campuses. We've got an advertising medium there that's ready-made to deliver the brand message. So that was our core, our base, what we were working with. But also, we started looking into social avenues, which we just had to. There's no way we could have avoided it. Email medium as well. We've got a fairly sizable database that do open our emails quite consistently to about 30% open rate, which is great. But as we've gone, we've been learning on the job a little bit and looking at different avenues of getting out there in the right ways.
And so obviously students, their age, how do you deal with the GDPR situation and getting that data, sending data? What did you do?
So obviously they accept a set of terms and conditions when they sign up to the emailing list. But within the app, there's also the T's and C's as well. So we are quite aware of the fact that students can be easily scared. Whether it's a scam nature of the environment we're working in. But we are quite upfront and open about there are the T's and C's. If you want to go in and read them, you can. They're not quite as scary as someone like Apple's 400 pages of it, signing your life away. But yeah, we've got a T's and C's process within every part of the business that we make sure the guys can access. Also, we've got one-click unsubscribe, which for me is a godsend, because I hate it when you go to unsubscribe and you've got 15 steps to do it. So that's, we find ourselves quite covered on that.
Yeah, go to this page, go to the next page. If you click or not click, it's very confusing. Let's talk about TikTok versus LinkedIn, which I know we're going to speak about. So you outsource TikTok, yes, but keep LinkedIn in-house. And in a student-facing business, TikTok is often the front door to engagement. How do you manage that relationship to ensure an outside agency captures the authentic real-time vibe of SubTV without it feeling like a corporate content?
So we've got to be super communicative with the agency that we're working with, which is Antler. We've had experience of working with them in the past. We've got a Slack channel set up. Every bit of copy that comes over doesn't get vetted, so to speak, but it goes via myself, my product manager, my content manager, our growth marketer, the marketing team. Everyone gets input, and it's not a case of too many chefs. It's just to say, right, are we delivering the right message for the brand? Our CMO also has sort of an overarching final decision on these things as well, and is quite, everyone's quite linked into the process. It's, see what I did there? But yeah, it's about communication. With TikTok, it's something that I'm just not particularly, my awareness isn't as good as I would like it to be, so outsourcing helps us. But it's all about making sure that we're getting the right message out, and that's just vetting it, essentially.
Yeah. Students is a bit of a minefield, isn't it? Because, I mean, they're on it with marketing and trends. Student trends move at lightning speed. Can you give us an example of a, like, morning meeting where you saw a trend or a challenge and had to change your entire daily output by the afternoon because of that trend?
Yes, I can give you two, actually. One, and the most hilarious one for us, was a Nando's promotion that they were running. If you have a twin or someone that looks extremely like you, go into Nando's and get some sort of free chicken wings or something like that. We were made aware of this the day before, quite late in the evening, and we had to put push notifications out on the Wednesday morning. We saw a decent amount of traction with it, but it was about thinking on our feet, getting the right push notification out, following up with an email when we wouldn't usually send an email midweek. But we also work with Ticketmaster, so selling tickets for events that have either a small amount of tickets left that they're trying to get out the door, or working on a slightly longer term basis. You have to be agile to work within that space, and you're getting daily emails to say, right, these are the tickets we've got left, here's the link, here's the deep link, and it's about working in the moment, which is not something we've had to do or think about before.
Yeah, it's quick, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Let's talk about CRM. It's exciting. CRM. So you use Salesforce more than estates than partnerships. Is that a deliberate choice to keep the partnership side more human and less automated? Or is that the next hurdle on your digital roadmap?
It's another thing on the to-do list, because we're gonna have to face up to the fact that we're going to have to scale via CRM eventually. But at the moment, the estate side of the business and to some extent the marketing side work well within Salesforce. They've been using it for quite a while. So it's, yeah, something that's on the to-do list. Whether or not we go with Salesforce or we look to utilize HubSpot, I find HubSpot a bit more dynamic, I don't know. But yeah, it's something we're going to have to eventually do. At the moment, to keep it personable and to build these relationships, I think it's really important to sort of keep it out of that automated side. We don't need to do that yet. But yeah, it's definitely on the to-do list.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. And tell us about the next few months for you. What is SubTV? See.
So we've changed our tact, really. As I say, when we launched, we were very focused on getting people to spend, engaging for spend for action, and CTAs. And we're now focused more on awareness, which is great, because we've got a bit of time in the diary where we can put the brand in front of people and not necessarily have a CTA, not necessarily say, look, come and spend with us. It's more about, here we are. When you get that brand name saturated in your head and you're comfortable enough with it, come and have a look. That's what we're going to be focusing on for the next few quarters. We've just launched our tenancy packages as well, which is quite exciting given the advertising mediums that we've got. We're expanding our brand count, but not in a scattergun way. We're really looking at brands that are student-centric. The last thing I want to do is onboard a brand, get it uploaded in the app, and then have no traction because it's not a student-focused brand. So there's a lot going on. We've got numerous things like today that we're attending. We've got two exhibitions that we're actually exhibiting at. So yeah, enormous amount going on, very exciting. Obviously, we've got to work within the student year as well. So come sort of July, everything shuts down in the student union. So we've got to sort of work our business plan around that. That summer lull gives us time to prep for next freshers, which is enormously important. We've also got pop-ups and freshers weeks that we're going to be attending as well. So yeah, hopefully I get a few more staff members as well.
Brilliant, thank you.